好，我们下午继续要借着因信耶稣，我们得着什么？跟我们弟兄姐妹一起来分享。
In the afternoon, we will continue with the topic of what we have gained by believing in Lord Jesus as mutual encouragement.
如果有人问我们说因信耶稣我们得着什么？
If someone asks us what have we gained by believing in Jesus?
可能我们会急着跟他来见证我们怎么蒙恩的经过。
Maybe we will use this opportunity to testify how we have received grace.
对比过去我们现在的情况。
And we will compare our previous state with our current state.
也许我们病得医治了。
Maybe we receive healing for our sickness.
困难得解决了。
Maybe our problems were solved.
神赐给我们今天安定的生活丰盛的物质。
And we will talk about how God gave us the prosperity we have and abundance we have today.
我们坐拥名车房产。
And we have nice cars and we have nice everything.
我们拥有高薪舒适的生活。
We even have a high income and a very comfortable life.
也许这个都是我们直接想到的因信耶稣所得到的。
And maybe these are the things we think of when someone asks us what we have gained by believing in Jesus.
也是我们急着要跟对方来分享。
And maybe this is what we immediately want to share with others when they ask.
那不知道我们有没有想过一个问题。
But have we ever thought about something?
如果这个问我们说因信耶稣得着什么的人。
If the person who asks us this question
比我们更年轻更健康
is younger than us and healthier than we are
无灾无病
they have no worries, no sickness
收入比我们高
they have a higher income than us
住的房子比我们豪华比我们更大
they live in a larger and nicer house than us
开着车子比我们好
they drive a nicer car than us
社会地位上比我们高
and they also have a higher social status than us
家庭生活幸福美满
and their family life is very good and very pleasant.
那不知道我们还有什么要跟他说？我们因信耶稣得着什么
？Then what would we have to say to him?
那对方拥有的跟我们一样，甚至比我们更好。
Because the other person has what we have, and maybe they have even greater things than we.
那他需要来信耶稣吗？
So do they need to come and believe in Jesus?
不知道我们有没有曾经这样想过。
I don't know if we have ever thought about this scenario.
那如果因信耶稣所得到的只是地上今生的好处而已。
If what we gain through believing in Jesus is only benefits in this life.
那是不是一定要来信耶稣才能够达到呢？
Then must we believe in Jesus to receive these benefits?
不信耶稣是不是也可以达到？
If we don't believe in Jesus, can we also achieve these things?
甚至是信仰其他的宗教，是不是也可以同样达到？
Or maybe if we believe in another religion, can we also receive the same benefits?
他们也有他们类似的见证啊。
They also have similar testimonies.
那为什么一定要信耶稣呢？
So why must we believe in Jesus?
所以这些问题，或许也是今天我们对外宣道很困难的原因。
And so maybe because of these problems, questions, it is why it's so difficult for us to evangelize.
因为对方不需要。
Because the people who we evangelize to don't need Jesus.
对方已经拥有这些今生物质的好处了。
They already have all these material benefits in this life.
那也许这个也是我们今天教会很难牧养的原因。
And perhaps this is also why it's so hard to pastor and shepherd the church today.
因为如果只为了今生的好处而受洗归入耶稣基督。
Because if we are only baptized into the name of Jesus Christ for the benefits of this life.
这些只为今生好处而来的人，怎么可能会愿意为了信仰而付出代价呢？
The people who come to believe just for the benefits of this life will not be willing to sacrifice anything for their faith.
为了信仰肯做出牺牲让步呢？
How will they be willing to sacrifice and to lower themselves for their faith?
所以我们势必对我们因信耶稣到底得着什么，要有一个很清楚、一个重新的认识。
So we must have a very clear and correct understanding of what we receive, what we gain from believing in Jesus.
这个跟教会的宣道、教会的牧养，甚至教会的发展、教会的策略都有关系。
This affects the evangelism of the church, pastoring of the church, even the planning of the church.
因为这是主耶稣他所托付的使命。
Because this is the commission that Lord Jesus has given us.
早上小弟跟我们分享，因信耶稣，我们得着赦罪的恩典。
This morning, I shared with everyone that if we believe in Jesus, we receive the grace of the remission of sins.
因为我们对罪有认识。
Because we understand sin.
我们知道除了神，没有人能够解决罪的问题。
We know that aside from God, there is no one who can solve the problem of sin.
又因为我们承认自己有罪。
And because we confess that we have sin.
我们需要耶稣的赦罪。
That we need the remission of sins from Lord Jesus.
那这样的信仰基础才会坚固。
Only when we have this foundation of faith will our faith be firm.
这样对罪才会有绝对的警惕性。
Then we will be able to be vigilant of sin.
不会轻易的违犯。
We will not look at it lightly and sin lightly.
对神赦罪的恩典才会重视，才会珍惜。
And only will then we value and cherish the grace of remission of sins.
当日彼得在格尼撒勒湖遇见耶稣。
When Peter met Lord Jesus.
耶稣向他借船。向岸上的群众来布道。
And Lord Jesus asked Peter to use his boat so that he can preach to the multitudes at the shore.
这个正道结束，耶稣要彼得把船开往水深的地方下网捕鱼。
And after he finished teaching the multitudes, he asked Simon to launch out into the deep and let his nets down.
彼得告诉主耶稣说我们已经劳碌了一整晚，什么也没打着啊。
And Simon Peter told Lord Jesus, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing.
言下之意有一点觉得说，我们这些老渔夫忙了一整晚上都没有，你只不过是一个教圣经的老师，甚至你本行是当木匠的，你会比我们懂吗？
And Peter was implying that he and his fellow fishermen were professionals who have labored all night. Will you, this teacher of just the Bible and who's also a carpenter, know more than us?
但是依照你的话，我还是下网啊。
But then Peter says, nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net.
颇有说到时候拉上来什么都没有来堵堵你的嘴啊。
So let's see if we will catch anything and see if your word is good for anything.
但没想到那一网打上来的鱼足足装满了两艘船呢。
But unexpectedly, the net that he let down caught two full boatloads of fish.
遇到如此丰收的彼得。
And when he saw what he had gained.
接下来却做出让我们非常惊讶的举动。
His next action was something that surprised all of us.
他不是跟主耶稣说，主你真幸运耶。
He didn't say to the Lord, Lord, you're so lucky.
也不是对主耶稣说，主你明天有没有空，我们再来一次。
He also didn't say to Lord Jesus, Lord, are you free tomorrow? Can you come meet us again?
或者是说，主耶稣你到底是怎么看的？看那个水的波纹呢？还是看什么太阳的位置呢？
Nor did he say to Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, how did you know? Did you look at the ripples of the water, or did you look at the positioning of the sun?
来教一教吧。
Why don't you teach us?
但是他都不是讲这个。
But these are not the things he said.
他却是跪在主耶稣面前说，主离开我，我是个罪人。
Instead, he knelt down before Lord Jesus and says, Depart from me, for I am a sinner.
彼得他承认自己有罪。
Peter confessed that he had sinned.
所以他才能够得着耶稣的赦罪。
And because of this, he was able to receive the remission of sins from Jesus.
所以今天知道有罪，承认有罪，是我们得着赦罪的基础。
So today, for us to receive the remission of sins, We must know we have sin and confess we have sin.
哦，不觉得有罪，哦，甚至啊，啊，不认罪啊，哦，跟没有信神的人岂不是如出一辙呢？
If we don't know we have sin or we don't confess we have sin, then aren't we the same as those who don't believe in God?
哦，也许我们今天很少去承认自己有罪吧。
Maybe today, very seldom do we confess that we have sin.
哦，我们经常在指责这个世界上有罪，指责没有信耶稣的人有罪。
We often condemn the world and criticize the world, saying that the people in the world who do not believe in Jesus have sin.
但却不晓得自己也是个罪人。
But we don't realize that we are also sinners.
同样需要耶稣的赦罪。
We also need the remission of sins from Jesus.
哦，所以唯有这样子。
So only through this way,
哦，我们的信仰才能够有个重新开始。
Can our faith be renewed and begin again?
哦，我们对啊，周遭的人事物发生的事情，我们才能够有个更客观、更感同身受的认识。
Only then can we have a more objective and be able to relate to the people and the things in our surrounding more.
啊，那下午啊，小弟想说我们。同样的主题，我们再来谈谈我们信因信耶稣得着什么的第二点。
And so, using the same topic, this afternoon, I would like to share with everyone what is the second thing we receive from the Lord by believing.
得着被神称义。
We receive justification.
哦，那要谈到这个义。
So when we talk about justification,
什么是义
？What is righteousness?
哦，圣经里头的义。哦，跟我们文化里头，哦，我们人世间里头的义是不是一样的
？Is the righteousness mentioned in the Bible the same righteousness we see in our culture or in society？
中国人也讲义啊。
Because in the Chinese culture, the Chinese talk about righteousness。
那个黑社会的流氓他也讲义啊。
And even the mafia, the gangsters in the mafia talk about this righteousness or this faithfulness.
帮派被火拼哦，老大被干掉了，我要替老大报仇，所以我对我老大有义啊。
And they talk about this righteous loyalty by saying if two gangs fight and one of the gang leaders is killed because you're so righteous and loyal to your gang, you're going to avenge them.
圣经里头的义不是这个啊。
But the righteousness in the Bible is not this.
哦，那中国人说啊，孔曰成仁，孟云取义啊，哦，这个古圣先贤，哦，他们也讲义啊。
So even in the Chinese culture and literature, the ancient sages also talk about righteousness.
哦，但是这些古圣先贤他们所说的义，大多是人跟人之间的。
But whenever these sages or ancient scribes of China talk about righteousness, they talk about the righteousness between people.
哦，讲诚信，讲信用。
They talk about honesty, about being loyal and faithful.
哦，这个就是人啊，人世间的义。
So this is the righteousness we see in the society.
哦，但是圣经里头所提到的义到底是什么
？But what is the righteousness that is mentioned in the Bible?
哦。我们因信耶稣所能够被神称为义的，哦，那个义又是指什么
？That through believing in Jesus, God calls us as righteous. What does this righteousness mean?
我们来看《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记，我们请看第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章二十五节
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 25
二十五节我们若照主我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行这就是我们的义了
Verse 25 Then it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to observe all these commandments before the Lord our God as he has commanded us
哦，这里谈到说哦，被神称为义的这个义啊，是指什么
Here it talks about when we are called righteous by God, what is this righteousness?
哦，这个义就是对神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行。
This righteousness means that we are careful to observe all the commandments God has commanded us.
哦，简单说啊，就是顺服神的意思。
If we put it very simply, it just means to obey God.
哦，神怎么说，我就怎么听从。
Whatever God says, we will listen and do.
神怎么吩咐，我就怎么顺从。
Whatever God commands, we will submit.
哦，这个就是义了。
This is righteousness.
哦，这个，创世纪的十五章。
In Genesis chapter 15,
十五章的六节那边谈到，这个始祖亚伯拉罕被神称为义。
In Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, it says that our ancestor Abraham was accounted as righteous by God.
哦，当时亚伯拉罕膝下无子。
During that time, Abraham did not have any descendants.
年纪也老了。
And he was also very old.
哦，神曾经应允他，要从他的后代，繁衍出天上的星、海边的沙。
And God once prophesied that through his descendants, he will have descendants as numerous as the stars and the sand.
哦，但是亚伯拉罕已经等了一段时间了。
But Abraham had already waited for quite a while.
哦，他也不是一个年轻力壮的小伙子。
And he was no longer very young and strong.
哦，当他出哈兰的时候，也已经75岁了。
When he left Haran, he was already 75 years old.
哦，在迦南地啊，也住了一段时间了。
And he also lived for a while in the land of Canaan.
哦，神的这个应许啊，一直没有成就。
And the promise of God has not been fulfilled.
神在异象当中向亚伯拉罕来显现。
So God appeared to Abraham in a vision.
重提神对他的保证，对他的赏赐。
And God once again told him of his promise and the reward that he shall receive.
这个时候亚伯拉罕就问神说我既没有小孩，你还要赐我什么？
And Abraham asked, "You have given me no offspring. What shall I do?"
并且要承受我家业的，可能就是我这个家里头这个，这个仆人呐，大马色人，这个以利以谢吧。
And he said to God that the heir of my house will probably be my servant Eleazar of Damascus.
但是神说不是这个人。
But God says, "No, he is not the offspring."
这个人不会成为你的后裔。
This person will not.Be your heir or become your descendant.
要从你本身所生的才算。
Only one who will come from your own body shall be your heir.
当时亚伯拉罕没有孩子。
At that time, Abraham did not have any children.
但是神却是这样再次的告诉他。
But God told him once again.
神叫他出来了。
God told him to come out.
不是叫他出去打架
Not telling him to go out and fight.
出来，来看看星星
But he called him out so that he can look at the stars.
问他说你能不能算得出来有到底有多少星星
And he asked Abraham if he can count how many stars there are.
你的将来的后裔就是要像这么多。
And he said to Abraham, so shall your descendants be.
圣经上这么说。
And this is what the Bible says.
说亚伯拉罕信神，神就以此为他的义了。
It says he believed in the Lord, and he accounted to him for righteousness.
虽然现在没有。
So even though he didn't have it now.
但是我相信神说会有。
But he believed because God says there will be.
那这个相信，这个顺从，就是神称亚伯拉罕为义。
And this believing in God, this submission to God.Is the righteousness that God accounted to him.
所以原来圣经里头所讲的义，不是我们人世间，人跟人之间所说的那个诚信信用的义。
So the righteousness we see in the Bible is not the same righteousness we see in the society in the world where it's just honesty and loyalty.
是对神的绝对的相信，对神所吩咐的事情。谨守遵行。
But it is an absolute belief in God and to obey God's commandments.
这个就是我们在圣经里头所看到神要称人为义的义。
And this is the righteousness we see in the Bible where God accounts people as righteous.
那到底我们能不能得着这个神称人为义的这个义？
So can we receive this righteousness that God would account to people.
也就是说对神的吩咐是绝对的谨守、哦、绝对的遵行。
And that means we would absolutely keep all the commandments that God gives us.
哦、在旧约时代当然更指的是对、哦、诫命对律法的遵守。
And in the Old Testament specifically, it would be referring to the laws and the commandments.
保罗在罗马书
But Paul tells us in Romans、
哦、第三章那边说没有义人、哦、连一个都没有了
In chapter 3 he says there is none righteous, not one、
哦啊那啊、三章那边呢、哦、并且也谈到说世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
In chapter 3 of Romans Paul also says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God
哦、既然都犯了罪既然连一个义人都没有怎么会能够得着、哦、有人得着神给人的义呢
And if there is none that is righteous and everyone has sinned then how can someone be called righteous by God?、
哦、找不到那个对神的诫命对神的吩咐完完全全、哦、毫无抵抗哦谨守遵行的人
We can't find anyone who completely obeys the commandments of God and doesn't deviate or even discount it a little.
哦，就算一个这个真心想要遵行神啊、哦、一切的律法诫命的人
Even a person who sincerely wants to keep and obey all of God's commandments.
在神的面前对照神的完全。
If they stood before God and God in his perfection measured him.
人自以为的完全呢还是差了一大截。
Even the perfection or completeness that a person thinks he has is lacking in the sight of God.
所以在人世间找不到义人。
So in the world, we cannot find anyone who is righteous.
找不到能够靠自己被神称义的人。
We cannot find a single person who can, by their own account, be called righteous by God.
但是多的是啊，是自以为义的人啊。
But what we have a lot of are people who are self-righteous.
哦，自以为义的人是很多的哦。
There are a lot of people who are self-righteous.
啊，主耶稣在这个路加福音的十八章那里。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 18.
哦，就提到说啊，这个有一个税吏哦，跟一个法利赛人啊，他们同时到。这个上圣殿去祷告。
It talks about a tax collector and a Pharisee who both went up to the temple to pray.
十八章路加福音九节到十四节。
This is in Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14.
九节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。第十节
，Verse 10，
说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。十一节
，11。
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。”十二节。我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。十三节。那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。”十四节。我告诉你们。这人回家去，倒比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。好，在这里啊，主耶稣讲的这个比喻的目的啊，就是像那些仗着自己是义人，藐视别人的人说的。
Here we see that Lord Jesus gave this parable because there were some who trusted themselves as righteous and despised others.
哦，我们说。世上找不到义人但是找到有很多自义的人
In the world, we can't find anyone who is righteous, but we find a lot of people who trust that they are righteous themselves.
那这个自义的人这个税吏的表现是什么
？So how does the Pharisee or how does a person who is self-righteous compare to the tax collector?
这个十一节说他站着是自言自语的祷告。
In verse 11, it says that he stood and prayed with himself.
哦，什么是自言自语？
What does it mean to pray to your, with yourself?
哦，这是自己讲给自己听的。
It means that he was saying these things just for himself to hear. 哦，
也许我们会说，哎，祷告不是应该是讲给神听的吗？
And we must wonder, when we pray, aren't we praying to God?
哦，怎么是讲给自己听呢？
Why does it say here that he prayed with himself?
哦，自义的人。哦、不知不觉当中、啊、就已经把自己取代了神的地位了。
People who are self-righteous unknowingly replace God with themselves.、
哦、所以他才敢那么大胆的随便举起手来论断人。
That's why he was able to so boldly raise his hand and、judge other people.、哦、
来审判别人。
To、condemn other people.、
哦、所以这里说是自言自语、啊、讲给自己听的。
That's why the Bible says here that he stood and prayed thus with himself. It was He said these things just for himself to hear.
传道书的第五章。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 5,
五章的第一节到第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
这里说你到神的殿里要谨慎脚步，因为敬虔听胜过愚昧人献祭，他们本不知道所做的是恶。二节。
Verse 2.
你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下。所以你的言语要寡少、哦、在这边、哦、告诉我们到神的面前要很小心、啊、
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 1 and 2 teaches us that when we come before God we have to be very careful、
哦、因为我们经常不晓得我们是恶、啊、
Because a lot of times we do not know that we are evil、
哦、我们以为我们为神做了很多
We think that we have done a lot for God、
哦、却不晓得啊哦、我们所做的不但不能荣耀神，还让神受亏损。
But we don't realize that what we do not only cannot glorify God, but、哦、shames God.
所以这里要我们说、啊、在神面前、哦、不要随便、哦、心急乱讲话。
That's why in this passage it says we should not be rash with our mouth and not our heart utter anything hastily before God.、
哦、要小心啊！神在天上，我们是在地上的、哦。
We have to be careful because God is in heaven and we are on earth.、
哦、所以在神的面前、哦、要安静。
So before God, we must be silent.、
哦、多听多学。
We should listen more and try to learn more.、
哦、听神的话。
Listen to the word of God.
学神的道理。
To learn the teachings of God.、
哦、不要讲人的话。
Well, let us not speak、哦、the words of men.、
哦、看人的行为。
And look at the actions of men.、
哦、这样我们会、哦会变成愚昧人哦。
Because if we do that, then we will become foolish.
哦，那再来这个法利赛人哦，他自言自语之外哈、哦，他祷告的内容是什么呢
？And if we look at the Pharisee, aside from just talking to himself, what was the content of his prayer?
他说：“神啊，我感谢你啊、哦，我不像别人勒索不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏。”我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
He says, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give tithes of all I possess.
哎，自义的人呢、啊、
？This is a person who is self-righteous.
哦，很容易啊，就会自我夸耀。
It's very easy for him to boast about himself.
哦，虽然哦，在这边说神啊，我感谢你。
Even though here he says, God, I thank you.
哦，其实在。哦、自义的心态之下，极有可能是神啊，你要感谢我。
But in his self-righteous mindset, he was actually saying, God, you should thank me.
哦，你看啊，我没有勒索、不义、奸淫呢。
Look at me. I am not extortioning anyone. I am not committing adultery. I'm not unjust.
哦，神啊，你看我，我让你多有面子哎。
God, look at me. I bring so much pride to you.
哎，所以你要谢谢我啊。
So you should thank me.
有我这么好的信徒呀、啊。
Because I'm such a great believer.
让你多有面子啊。
So that you have so much face.
啊，虽然表面说神啊，我感谢你，其实骨子里是神啊，你要谢谢我、欸。
Even though on the surface he was saying, God, I thank you, but what he was implying is that, God, you should thank me.、
哦、那除了自我夸耀之外，一个自义的人哦，很容易会藐视别人。
And aside from boasting, a person who is self-righteous would very easily despise other people.
啊，我不像别人，不像这个税吏。
So I am not like these other people. I am not like this tax collector.
啊，用自己的啊这个长处去比较别人的短处。
He uses his strengths and compares them to other people's weaknesses.
用自己的优点去比较人家的缺点。
He uses his positive attributes and compares them to other people's negative attributes.
当然了，你比人家强嘛。
Of course, you're stronger than other people in these ways.
自意的人很容易会落入这样的盲点而不自知。
And people who are self-righteous very easily fall into this type of blind spot and they can't see otherwise.
所以很容易就看到到处都是缺点哦。
And so it's very easy for them to see problems and faults everywhere.
有个笑话就是这么说啊。
There was a joke that goes like this.
有一对父子啊，要来教会这个安息日聚会。
There is a pair of father and son who came to the church to attend the Sabbath worship.
到停车场停车啊，我们爸爸就抱怨了。
So they arrive in the parking lot and they park, and the father starts complaining.
Parking lot, 坑坑洞洞，这些负责人到底在搞什么？
And the father says, "There's so many holes in the parking lot. What are the council members doing?"
也不会找人来修。
Can't they go find someone to fix these holes?
我们信徒的奉献到底用到哪里去了？
What happened to all of the tithe offering that all the believers have donated?
一进来，又有抱怨。
And the moment he walks into the chapel, he continues complaining.
这个负责人也不会先来开冷气、开窗户，闷得要死。
Why doesn't the council member come first and open the windows, turn on the AC? It's so muggy in here.
这个应该提早半个小时来啊，开 AC 啊。那这样聚会的时候，我们来的时候已经凉快了，不要说等到我们进来的时候才开。
Those council members, they should have arrived 30 minutes before service to turn on the AC so that when believers come in, it will be nice and cool and we don't have to suffer.
开始会前领诗啦，又抱怨了。
And when it was time for the hymn singing before service begins, the father continues complaining.
那个领诗的是谁？还有那个诗情的，拍子也没有指挥对，钢琴的音也不准。
And the father continues saying, "Who is this hymn leader and who is this pianist? They're not getting the rhythm right, and they're playing the wrong notes."
现在的 RE 老师到底是怎么教的
？How does what are the RE teachers doing? Can't they teach them well?
开始聚会，又抱怨。
And as the service begins, the father continues to complain.
道理老是讲那一套。
How come they're always giving these same sermons?
如果老是讲那一套啊，我在家里听录音带，自己读圣经就好了。
If they're just saying the same things, I might as well just stay home and listen to a recording.
还有那个翻译啊，很多地方都翻错了。
And that interpreter, he keeps messing up and he interprets so many things incorrectly.
这个教会有没有在训练啊？
Does the church even train them?
结束了。
And after the service concludes,
祷告。
During the prayer,
这祷告怎么这么久啊
？And the father continues complaining, saying, "Why is this prayer so long?"
心灵诚实祷告阿门就可以了。
We just need to pray with sincerity in our hearts, and we just have to say "Amen." That should be it.
跪的脚都很痛。
We're praying for so long, my legs hurt.
然后去吃饭。
And so the service concludes, and they go eat.
刚喝第一口汤又抱怨了。
And when he takes a sip of his soup, he starts complaining again.
今天是打死卖盐的，是不是啊？怎么这么咸？
And he says, "What happened? Why is the soup so salty today?"
他的小孩再也受不了了。
And by this point, his son can't stand it any longer.
说爸爸，不要一直抱怨。
And the son says, "Daddy, stop complaining."
你只不过奉献五块钱，怎么意见这么多
？You only offered $5 of tithe. How come you have so many opinions?
当然这是个笑话啊。
And of course, this is a joke.
但有时候我们想一想。
But a lot of times, if we think about it,
我们是不是不知不觉当中也会成为这样
？Do we also unknowingly become like this?
因为我们有一颗自义的心。
Because we have a heart of self-righteousness.
所以我们看到都是缺点。
So that everything we see are mistakes and faults.
中国有一个故事叫做周处除三害。
There is a certain story in Chinese culture.
那这个周处这跟我同姓这个周处他是一个这个从小爸爸就死掉了没有人管所以长大之后成为地方上的流氓。
There was a certain Mr. Zhou in the story who, because his parents passed away when he was young, so he grew up parentless, and when he grew up, he became the local gangster.
成为这个 地方上头痛的人物。
And he became a person who brought a lot of headache to the people of that of that region.
哦，那当时哦，除了这个周处这个问题，那个地方啊，哦，还出现了一只那个白额的老虎哦，经常会吃人。
And aside from this gangster, Mr. Zhou, in that region, there happened to be a tiger with a white forehead who would go and eat people.
哦，还有哈、哦、那个。长桥底下、哦、出现一只、哦、这个大鳄鱼啊。
And it happens that in that region, beneath of the bridge, there was a crocodile that would eat people.
哦，那经常哦，啊，人家过桥也好哦，或者是啊，在河边洗衣服哦，都会不小心就受害了。
So whether you're crossing the bridge or you're washing your laundry underneath the bridge, you might get harmed.
哦，这有一天呢、啊，哦，周处在路上、欸、看到。哦、有人、啊哦、正在那边讲话，但是一看见他来，哦，纷纷走避了。
So one time, Mr. Zhou was walking on the street, and he saw that there were some people talking on the side. But when they saw Mr. Zhou was coming, they just went away.
他就抓住其中一个，就问他说：“你们在谈什么？”
So when he saw them running away, he grabbed hold of one of the people who were talking and said, "What were you talking about?"
哦，你不讲哦，不老实跟我说，我揍你。
If you don't tell me honestly, I'm going to punch you.
啊，这对方害怕说，我们在谈说我们这个地方有山害。
And so the person was afraid of him, so he says, "We were just discussing how we have three great problems in this region."
啊，说哪山害？
And so Mr. Zhou asked him, "What are the three great problems?"
啊，有什么我周处啊，哦，能哦处理不了的事情啊。
Are there any problems that me, Mr. Zhou, cannot solve?
他说：“第一害哦，就是那个老虎啊。”
So the man said to him, "The first great problem we have is that tiger that's roaming around."
哦，那第二害啊，就是那个桥下面的那个怪物。
And the second great problem we have is that monster that lives beneath the bridge.
哦，周处还没有听完哈、哦，第三害他就哦往山上跑啊，要去杀老虎了。
And before the man had time to tell Mr. Zhou the third great problem.Mr. Zhou started running up the mountain to try to catch the tiger.
哦，那老虎啊，真的被这个周处打死了。
And so the tiger was killed by Mr. Zhou.
哦，他又跑去那个长桥下面了、啊，哦，要去杀那个鳄鱼。
And then Mr. Zhou ran beneath the bridge, and he wanted to go kill the crocodile.
哦，那这个鳄鱼哦，很大，很厉害，所以这个周处啊，哦，跟他搏斗了一阵子啊，哦。就沉到水底去了。
And because this crocodile was very large, so Mr. Zhou wrestled with the crocodile, and both of them sunk in the river.
哦，那哦，过了不久，哦，这个鳄鱼的尸体浮上来。
After a while, the body of the crocodile floated up from beneath the river.
哦，却没有看到周处上来。
And the people didn't see Mr. Zhou's body anywhere.
哦，这个百姓啊，大家哦，敲锣打鼓的庆祝啊，山害已除。
And it was at this point, all the people in the region came out and started banging on their drums and celebrating. It says, our three great problems have been solved.
哦，没想到我说周处把这个鳄鱼杀了，自己也死掉了，哈、哦，真是啊，老天爷帮忙。
And they says, the heavens helped us because Mr. Zhou went to fight the crocodile and both he and the crocodile had died.
哦，其实周处没有死啊，他只不过被哦这个河水啊冲到下游去了。
But the reality was this Mr. Zhou did not die. He was washed down the river by the current.
哦，后来他才得知，原来那个他没有听清楚那个第三害就是他自己。
And it's only afterwards that he realized that he didn't listen carefully. But the third great problem of the people was himself.
哦，所以后来周处啊，他痛改前非。哦，他拜这个名师哈、哦，成为哦他的。老师啊，啊，是后来成为啊国家一个有用的人。
And after this, Mr. Zhou found out that the people considered him a problem. He repented of his ways and go found a reputable master and became a useful citizen to the country.
那所以有时候哦，可能我们在啊这个自义的心的蒙蔽之下啊，却不晓得说啊，我们自己也是问题里头的一部分。
And sometimes because we're so self-righteous, we're also blinded to the fact that perhaps we are one of the problems.
哦，所以这个法利赛人哦，啊，主耶稣说他是仗着自己是义人而藐视别人。
And this Pharisee, Lord Jesus says he was one who trusted in himself that he was righteous and he despised others.
哦，对比那个税吏啊，那税吏是连啊 举头望天都不敢啊。
And compared to the tax collector was even afraid to raise his eyes to heaven.
哦，只有捶胸求神开恩，可怜他这个罪人。
But he could only beat his breast and ask God to have mercy on him, a sinner.
哦，结果主耶稣说啊，说这个税吏啊，哦，比那个法利赛人呢，倒被神算为义啊。
And Lord Jesus said, this tax collector was considered as righteous more than the Pharisee.
哦，在人看来是啊，法利赛人不错啊，没有犯罪啊，而且哦还有奉献，还禁食。
From a human point of view, it might seem like the Pharisee was the righteous person because he did not commit any sins, he even fasts and he even gave tithes.
哦，但是在神来看就不是这样。
But in God's eyes, it was not so.
哦，反倒是这个懂得认罪啊。哦懂得求神帮助、哦、懂得悔改求神帮助的这个税吏啊，倒被神算为义耶。
In the end, it was actually this tax collector who knew how to confess he had sins, and he would repent to God and ask God to have mercy on him, and he was the one who was considered as righteous.
因为这个税吏是以神为义啊。
Because this tax collector. Saw righteousness as something from God.
哦，这个法利赛人是以自己为义。
The tax collector considered God as righteous, but the Pharisee considered himself as righteous.
哦，所以今天我们既然明白啊、哦，圣经里头所谓的义。
So today, if we understand what the righteousness in the Bible is.
哦，就是对于神一切的吩咐、一切的诫命谨守遵行。
And we understand that this means to hold fast to all the commandments and teachings of God in the Bible.
就是对神完全的顺服，对圣经的教导完全的啊、哦、这个服从。
That means that we completely obey all of God's commandments. We completely submit to all of the teachings of the Bible.
哦，这个就是我们在神的面前被神称为义。
This is how we are called righteous by God.
哦，那刚刚我们说到啊、哦，世界上没有找不到哈、哦、能够被神称为义的人。
But earlier we mentioned that in this world there is none that can be called righteous by God.
哦，找到的大多是以自己为义。
If you can find anyone who is righteous, he is probably a person who is self-righteous.
那我们要怎么样才能得着被神称义呢
？So how can we be called righteous by God?
哦，圣经告诉我们。借着耶稣基督
，The Bible tells us that we can do this, through Lord Jesus.
哦，借着他替我们，啊、哦、啊，代罪而让我们成为义。
Through Him bearing our sins, so that we can be called righteous.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
二十一节
，verse 21。
二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
好，在这里告诉我们
，so this passage tells us，
神让那个无罪的，哦，就是主耶稣基督。
God made him who knew no sin, and this is referring to Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，来替代我们成为罪。
To bear our sins for us, to be sin for us.
哦，让我们呢、啊、能够借着耶稣基督在他里头被神称义。
So that through Jesus Christ, we can become righteous in God.
哦，义跟罪啊，刚好是相反的。
Righteousness and sin are opposites.
哦，义人就是指着没有罪的人。
A person who is righteous is a person without sin.
世人都犯了罪，所以没有义人。
All men have sinned, therefore there is no righteous person in the world.
那我们早上说过，这个罪是借着耶稣基督而得到解决的。
And this morning we mentioned how the problem of sin is solved by Jesus Christ.
啊，那同样的义也是借着耶稣基督。而成就的。
And in the same way, righteousness is also fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
哦，彼得前书的二章二十四节。
In 1 Peter,
二章的二十四节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24.
二十四节，他被挂在木头上，啊， 亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得医治。
It says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed.
哦，这里谈到说，哦，耶稣借着死，哦，让我们呢，啊，能够在义上而活。
Here it says that Lord Jesus, through dying for us, caused us to live for righteousness.
哦，所以今天要让我们得着神的称义，唯有借着耶稣基督。
So today, if we want to be called righteous by God, we must do it through Jesus Christ, and only through Jesus Christ.
没有办法靠着我们自己。
We cannot rely on ourselves to be called righteous.
因为在神的绝对的公义之下。
Because under the absolute justice and righteousness of God,
人大多只有自义。
Man, at the most, can only be self-righteous.
没有办法通过神那个绝对的标准。
Man cannot pass under this absolute standard of God.
哦，所以既然我们都犯了罪，
and since we have all sinned,
我们都需要借着耶稣基督而得到赦罪。
We all need to receive the remission of sins through Jesus Christ.
那同样的，我们要蒙神称我们为义。
And in the same way, we need to be called righteous by God.
也必须要借着耶稣基督才能够。才能够成就。
To do this, we must also do it through Jesus Christ.
那我们要怎么样才能得着这个借着耶稣基督而成就的义？
So how do we receive this righteousness that Lord Jesus Christ has fulfilled?
就是借着相信耶稣。
We do it through believing in Jesus.
如同亚伯拉罕信神就被神称为义了。
Just as how Abraham was accounted to him as righteous because he believed.
那今天同样的，我们借着效法亚伯拉罕的信，我们相信耶稣。
Today we also learn from the believing of Abraham. We also believe in Lord Jesus.
谨守遵行耶稣基督一切的吩咐跟教导。
We hold on to and obey all of the teachings and commandments of Lord Jesus.
借着他赦罪的这个洗礼。
And through his baptism of the remission of sins.
他应许说要这个赐给我们的圣灵的帮助。
And the help of the Holy Spirit that he promised that he will give us.
我们就能够行出那个神要称我们为义的那个标准。
We will be able to live out that standard that God has called us righteous by.
这个就是我们因信耶稣基督，我们所能够得着的义。
So this is a righteousness we can receive that we gain through believing in Jesus Christ.
而这个义不是人的自义，而是被神称为义的。
And this righteousness is not the self-righteousness of man, but this is being called righteous by God.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
我们因信耶稣基督得着什么呢？
What can we receive by believing in Jesus Christ?
如果我们真的因信耶稣基督得着被神称为义的话，
If we believe in Jesus Christ and truly are called righteous,
那我们对圣经真理的这个教导，我们的遵行，我们的坚持，应该是不可动摇的。
Then our belief and our adherence to the teachings of the Bible should be unshakable.
因为这个是被神称义的这个标准。
Because this is the standard of being called righteous by God.
那如果我们真的是被神称为义的，
And if we are truly justified or called righteous by God,
我们就要除掉人的自义的心。
Then we have to remove this self-righteous heart of man.
不是自己在替代神来做审判、做论断。
We no longer take God's place to be judge and to criticize.
反倒是应该像那个税吏一样。
But instead, we should be like the tax collector.
是谦卑的。
Who is humble.
是充满着爱心的。
Who is full of love.
愿意去帮助人。
Who is willing to go help others.
而不是光着急着来审判人。
But and is not trying to quickly judge others.
也不是 来藐视人。
And is not trying to despise others.
哦，愿意向人学习。
But is willing to learn from others.
哦，愿意哦这个参与哦，愿意帮助。
But is willing to participate and help.
哦，而不是只是啊哦在哦事后当事后孔明啊、哦，或者是指点江山。
But and not simply just stand on the sidelines or be a backseat driver.
哦，只是看到别人有问题，却从来没有看到自己也是问题的一部分。
Where they only see that other people have problems and never realize that they might also be the problem.
哦，所以我们确实都需要重新又来回想，回到哦这个啊信仰的一个起始点。
So we have to once again remember and return to the starting point of our faith.
哦，用耶稣基督的看见成为我们的看见。
To let the sight of Lord Jesus become our sight.
哦，以耶稣基督的心肠作为我们的心肠。
To let the heart and mind of Lord Jesus become our heart and mind.
哦，我们珍惜我们被神称为义的这个宝贵身份。
So that we will cherish this precious status of being called righteous by God.
哦，我们下午哦就先跟我们一起分享学习到这里。
And so we will conclude here momentarily for the afternoon.
哦，那我们就默祷之后，我们休息一下。
So after we conclude with the silent prayer, we'll take a short break.